This is Manu Lele with Ano Ano. And I have the most beautiful faces looking right at me with so much inquisitiveness and purity. Earlier we played a song, it was Uncle Bill Kaiva from Liu'e, and he did for us a song entitled Kawaii Kini. And in front of me are the students, the Haumana of Kawaii Kini in Liu'e, as well as their kumulei, come to visit us at our community radio station. So let's see. First of all, kumulei, could you share with us ikalamai?
Aloha, Nake.
Aloha, my dear. So nice to see your beautiful face. I've got chicken skin all over me, and I'm about to cry.
Avaupu.
It's so wonderful to see your students here, and it just makes me so appreciate the work that you're doing at our charter school in Liu'e for our future.
Anake.
So, you and your students have been very active volunteers at our radio station for at least a month. It's been a strong month for you. And what has been the passion and the dedication that you're sharing with our community in regards to your school?
Oh, well, hello for that. Ninao Anake. Well, this month we were inspired to collaborate with you folks this month because it's Mahina Olelo Hawaii, or Hawaiian Language Month. And as you may have known, Kauai has this amazing history of supporting Hawaiian language with the first immersion school starting here on Kauai in Ke Kaha. It was a small punana leo that was created, and it was the first immersion school ever to be created in the state of Hawaii. And it became a huge part of the whole Hawaiian renaissance in terms of language.
I remember the first graduation, 12th grade, the first in the 90s. That was so exciting. First 12 years and the first graduates of Punana Leo.
Yeah.
So you're celebrating that?
We're celebrating the month of February, Hawaiian Language Month. And so each day, as many of you have heard on the radio, we've been doing a place name on Kauai and some of the history, and we've been doing it in Hawaiian language and then also Unuhin, or translating into English, so that our listeners can have both. It's been lots and lots of fun. We're super thankful for this opportunity.
And so have these children been in the studio before today?
A few of them have, and a few, this is their first time, so they're very excited to do some recordings. And they'll be doing some recordings for Halele'a coming up here in the next couple of days.
And tell us about that.
All right. Well, they're going to talk about a few places in Halele'a, which is this lovely district of Hanalei all the way out to Haena. So they're going to cover a few place names that have to do with those areas. And so, listeners, you'll hear them over the next couple of days.
And so, can we, what grade is this? Is this fourth grade?
These students are from third through fifth grade.
Ooh, beautiful.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha.
And this is your class?
Yeah.
So you teach a variety of grades in your one class?
I'm primarily third grade. However, every once in a while, we all kind of jump around and help each other. And today would be one of those days. I'm floating around and covering third, fourth, and fifth today. While others are covering the rest of my third grade. Yeah.
So would your children like to introduce themselves and say your last, first and last names and how old you are? So that your ohana can hear you on the radio.
Hi, my name is Ekoldo Martinez. I'm 12 years old.
Aloha. My name is La'akea, and I am 11 years old, and I go to Kawaii Kini School.
Olelo Hawaii. Ine, Olelo Hawaii.
Aloha, my name is Mahana Kimi and I'm 10 years old.
Aloha, ovo kohoku a umi makahiki au.
Aloha, ovo lili lehua Taylor a eva umakahiki.
Beautiful, Maika'i, ui.
Aloha, ovo kalimahana koholo liang, umi kumakahi o umakahiki.
Aloha, ovo noe a evalu o umakahiki.
Aloha, ovo fiko evalu o umakahiki.
Aloha ko ui noa o makana, Haroldson, Ava o na maka.
Aloha po kalei, umi o maka hiki.
O vau o lili noi kuhola liang Ava o maka hiki.
Aloha o vau o malani, biliu umi mo o maka hiki.
Aloha ko ui noa ko ilani kasmutera sa umi kumalo o maka hiki.
Aloha, ovau o lilia kahale a evalu o umakahiki.
Aloha, ovau kamale Gabriel evalu o umakahiki.
The future leaders of Hawaii standing right before us. And, oh, how beautiful they are. If you could be here, it would just stretch your heart so much. Ovau ko inoa. My name is. And then you said your names. And then the second part is you said, I am. Which is, how do you say that? Pia olelo Hawaii. I am. Oh, kalamai, kalamai.
Eiva o umakahiki, that's about how old each one of them. They're about Eiva, some of them, and some range to about umi kumakahi, umi kumalua, which is 11 to 12 years old. And o'u means, so they'll state what number they are, how old they are. So if they said Eiva, they're indicating that they're 9. O'u is my age, or directed towards me, and makahiki is the year. So, yeah.
You know, Sandy Swift is our Olelo Hawaii specialist and our Hawaiian language and cultural specialist here on KKCR, and she shares so many wonderful things with us, with her listening audience, from her Olelo Noeau and just. So interesting. But we here on Ano Ano with your host, Mano Dale, can always learn. And, you know, Kawai Kapu told me, because when I recorded a CD, I had 104 temperature and I was delirious. And so because I self-produced, there was no one there to check. And I made a couple of mistakes, minor mistakes, which to this day haunts me, so I pulled it from sale. And it was Frank that told me, so I'm, you know, crybabying to him and to Auntie Nona Bima, actually, because she was one of my largest supporters. She constantly was writing me to send me my CDs with these, you know, and I would grumble to her, but Auntie, it's, you know, I've got some errors. And she says, no matter, you just send it out. Because everybody, even Gabby Pahinui, she says, Gabby Pahinui made plenty of mistakes on his recordings. And
Auntie, I have to interject. You're being incredibly humble because I'm very familiar with you and your knowledge of Hawaiian language. She's shaking her head, but she's being super humble. She's very akamai, very pili with Auntie Manulele's ohana and their wealth and her contribution to Hawaiian language has been amazing, Auntie.
Thank you, sweetheart. That's so kind and generous of you. So Auntie Nona said, you know, we make mistakes. All we do is just keep going. And Frank Kawaikapu, he had also shared a really wise guidance for me. He said, I told him, I feel so elementary because I know so little. He says, no matter, whatever you know, you keep repeating and keep going, and like a little baby, you fall down plenty of times, just keep getting up and keep trying. So I've been trying to study for, 15 years, and I have to constantly go back to the foundation, because I never get it, unless you're able to speak regularly, it just disappears.
And even that, Auntie, like this morning, even in introducing ourselves, I think we here can look at each other and say, oh, I might have made a little mistake in how I pronounce something today. And, you know, it goes back to the oro lelo no eo he kanaka kako. We're just humans, yeah, and the most important thing is language practice, and the more we practice, the better we become. And at the end of the day, he kanaka mako. And the biggest thing is, though, is the practice and the repetition of our practices, yeah.
Well, I have to thank you, Lei, for your dedication for our culture and your aloha in your heart, that you work so hard, and all of you kumus out there, all of you teachers and language speakers, wow, what a fully dedicated life, because it's not easy. There's such a small core of you still, and it's growing. Is it? It's growing, yeah, Lei?
It's growing. It's awesome. I'm starting to see some of our haumana return to us now as kumu or kumu kako'o, and it's amazing. It's great, this circle, and just the enthusiasm for language right now is just amazing.
So although the first graduation of Punana Leo was back in the 90s, I believe it was about 96 or something?
I think it was 99.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so now it seems like that circle is closing with all of the hard work from those founders back in those years with Kula Oni'ihau.
Yeah.
Kikula Oni'ihau. And the circle seems to be at the point where it's beginning to close, and you're seeing the results and the residuals of the hard work of the founders of this Renaissance movement. And it's truly a beautiful thing, folks out there. So, you know, when you see the flyers and the bulletins about supporting these charter schools, keep in mind that it is more than just a school. It is our future, to save the language of our people and our culture. And so support them, you know, go to their events, even if you don't have any children with the school or any children at all here on Kauai. Go to their events, you know, take your wallets and support the efforts, because it's a real commitment for not only these children and teachers and the staff and administrators, but it's a real commitment from the families. I mean, it's required that you support this vision and this mission, and all our families, you know, plenty of kids. We all need help. You know, we need help to support our children in this educational resurgence. If I could, I have to take a picture. Christine, do you have a photograph where you can take a picture of the kids? And Lei, what can we do for you, dear?
Well, Kiki, would you guys like to do one mele for our listeners out there?
No.
This oli that they're going to do right now, they're going to do an oli that talks about the stage that Hawaiian language is in right now, and the movement it's become, and it recognizes it as a new day or a new dawn has come upon us, and the times have changed, and no longer is it a bad thing to speak Hawaiian. No longer are our parents, our makua, our keiki reprimanded for using the language. So a new day has come, and excuse me, I'm getting a little choked up, but a new day has come, and Hawaiian language is alive and well. Hey, Maka Ko?
Who's starting?
Maka ko means, are you ready? God silence. That was a God silence. He was talking to you in that silence and saying, Mahalo, ona keiki. You know, it's a privilege at my age to see this, because my grandmother and my mother were a part of that generation that were denied the privilege to speak in the... I was young enough... I was this age when they were telling me the stories. My mother went to a school called St. Joseph's in Hilo, a Catholic school, and she told me about how the nuns would, they had bamboo sticks, and they would whack their legs and chase them when they would olelo. The home that I was raised in only spoke Hawaiian language and no English. And for me to see this for them, for my grandmother and my mother, is truly a very moving time for me. So I thank you, kiddies. I thank you so much for work hard. And you don't realize it right now, but what you're doing right now is you're setting the stage. You're setting the stage for all other people in the world to follow your direction and to learn as much as they can about our culture through our language. Whether you're Malahini visiting from Sweden or Germany, or there are many people that love Hawaii, and in order for them to get a deeper knowledge and a more profound experience, it would benefit them to know our language, no matter how little, no matter how small. Whether the meaning of the word aloha, mahalo, kikimai, all those little words that are thrown out of your mouths is very important and has great benefit and blessings for those that... What is that Olelo Hawaii about? How the word is life. That wonderful Napua No'eo.
The Olelo No'eo goes Heola ka olelo Hawaii a he make ya loko ka olelo Hawaii. In life, in language, there's life. We can give life to people with language, and in language there's death. Yeah. And we can hurt and cause a lot of pain through language, through the power of our words. Yeah. And it also, that olelo no'eo can be reflective of the stages that language has gone through, yeah? If we use language, it has life.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't use it, yeah, Keiki? If we don't use language, what happens? It makes, yeah, it dies. So we're so thankful, Auntie. And I want to say, you know, Auntie, you've done a lot for our language as well. Each one of us holds a different key part to this whole renaissance, and there's us in the education world, and there's us who get to use it daily, and then there's the musicians, and there's, you know, the law, there's people being lawyers right now and holding it up for us on that front. There's people in resource management holding it up in the fields and in our, with our plants and our streams and our oceans. And so we all kind of hold this different part of this hale. Yeah, we all have different poles, and we hold up this hale of language and of Hawaiian cultural practices,
Auntie, you've done something with the language I think that not too many people have done. You've taken it to high levels in your opera singing and your beautiful Leo. So I can't say enough about you, Auntie. You've done a lot to contribute to this as well. And something that we could not have done. Kiki, I don't think you know this, but Auntie can sing. And boy, can she sing. Mahalo anake.
Thank you so much, sweetheart. Thank you so much, beloved students. Thank you so much for taking your time to come and visit Auntie and our Kauai Community Radio. And do you know your voices are being heard and your names have been heard around the world? There are people listening from all over the world to this program at this very moment, and they got to hear your names and your age and your beautiful mana inside with your oli. So thank you so much for being part of that, and know that you are all so special and so loved, so appreciated. You kitties have a fun day, huh? I call my auntie all sensitive and teary-eyed. You're just so beautiful to look at. Yeah, so we get to play the music of our Hawaiian people, our kanaka, and wow, you know, it is just amazing. It's so funny because I had a last story. I had a conversation with a cousin, Leru Kaupana, and in one of his recordings, he's going, Onauna, he's saying Onauna. Where I'm listening to the recordings that in the old days I only heard the word is Onauna. Onauna. And I said, are we doing it wrong? Are we saying it wrong? What do you think? He says, well, I don't know. Maybe the old timers were saying Onauna, but we thought it was Onauna. So it's a new world in Hawaiian language. It really is a new world. But it doesn't matter, like you said. It's a movement. And so, all of you, what is your website?
Sure. I believe now it's changed. It's kawaikini.org is our new website.
And do you have a donation page?
I believe so. I believe on top of our homepage, there's somewhere on there with a donation area.
Wow.
But just even... utilizing language is always just a donation to this whole huge event.
And just checking out
Just
checking out the website and learning one thing. You can learn one thing about Hawaiian language. So that's kawaikini, kawaikini.org.
Yes.
And I'm going to go surf on it later on this afternoon and learn something myself and help our children in Hawaii. No need to go far away to help the keiki. You can stay right home and do something really big. So mahalo. Mahalo so much. Thank you.
Mahalo.